how to write your COVID vaccine exemption letter. Today is part two of this topic, and Matt Staver joins us today on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for joining us today in the program and also for your support of this ministry. Thanks also to Samaritan Ministries, our national sponsor, who provide a biblical solution to healthcare. They are a community of Christians paying one another's medical bills. You can find out more about the Christian Worldview or Samaritan Ministries at thechristianworldview.org. And now to the preview for today's program. It would be one thing if the impact of COVID-19 was limited to our personal health and healthcare. But dealing with sickness from contracting the virus, as serious as that can be, even death in rare cases, has been overshadowed by the loss of individual liberties that has taken place during this quote-unquote pandemic. At times over the past year and a half, churches, schools, businesses have been ordered closed or told how they must operate. Masks and distancing have been mandated. Even visiting loved ones or attending funerals or weddings has been strictly regulated. And now, government and businesses are mandating the COVID injection, affecting almost everyone. The choice is get the vaccine or lose your job. How can this be in America, the land of the free, with a long-standing, durable constitution that enshrines individual liberties of speech and religion, freedom of association, movement, and many more? Well, Matt Staver, who is the founder and lead attorney at Liberty Council, a Christian organization that helps legally preserve the constitutional and religious rights of Christians and others, joins us today on the Christian Worldview to discuss how COVID has been used by those on the left to gain socialistic control of our country and its citizens. He will also give further advice as a follow-up to last week on writing an effective exemption letter if you do not want to get the COVID-19 so-called vaccine. So we hope you tune in to this important conversation today. We hope you also share these programs this week and last week. We've been getting lots of correspondence regarding this. People feel this pressure of losing their job and being able to support their family. So encourage you to send and share these last two programs, today's and last week's, with others. We've also, in the meantime, by the way, heard several encouraging responses from listeners who received an exemption from getting the COVID-19 so-called vaccine from their own place of work. So don't despair. It's possible to get an exemption. I'm going to read a sample exemption letter later in the program today. But before we get to the interview with Matt Staver, I just wanted to point out a few highlights from his bio and life experience to give you an idea of what kind of person he is. He serves as a senior pastor, founder, and chairman of Liberty Council. This is an overtly Christian legal organization. He's also the chairman of the National Pro-Life Center, the founder and chairman of Liberty Relief International, and former vice president of Liberty University. He's authored over 300 published legal opinions. He's authored several books, including Why Israel Matters, Faith and Freedom, a complete handbook for defending your religious rights. He's filed numerous briefs and argued in many federal and state courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court. Prior to law school, he pastored several churches. He reads Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and Syriac. And I could go on. There's more to his bio. But I just want to give you an idea of who Matt Staver is. But Matt Staver is still human. You're going to notice today that he's struggling with a cold and his voice sounds a little bit weak. But other than that, I think you're going to gain greatly from listening to this interview with Matt Staver. Matt, thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview radio program today. Before we get into our topic talking about the so-called vaccine for COVID and the exemption from that that you've been writing about on your website and working in your practice, I noticed on your site that you are very overt about your faith in Christ. So just to start, you've been on the program before, but I'm not sure I've asked you this. How and why did you come to saving faith in Christ and then get into law?
Well, it was the year after I graduated from high school. It was a turning point. You know, in high school, you have your friends that you can hang around. Then after high school, some of those go on to different places. I was wanting to stay out of school for a year or two before I went on to college. So you sometimes hang around the wrong crowd. And during that time, I felt an emptiness. And I was raised in a kind of a religious environment, but I wasn't a Christian. And it was in the year after graduation that an evangelist came to town. And it was in those meetings that I went forward and gave my life to Christ. And nothing's been the same since that time.
Amazing. Now, what about getting into law? What prompted you to get into that? And tell us a bit about Liberty Counsel before we get into our topic.
Well, first I went into the ministry. I went through seminary and pastoring. And then it was in 1982. While I was a pastor, I was invited to watch a video, a movie. It was a reel-to-reel at that time. And it was called Assignment Life. It was actually 1983, spring of 1983. I graduated from seminary in 1982. In the spring of 1983, I watched this documentary, Assignment Life. It was on abortion. I knew all kinds of things about the Bible and languages, history, archaeology. But I didn't know anything about abortion other than what I read in the media. And so when I saw this, it was shocking. That what we're talking about is a real human being at the earliest stages, all the way through development. And all this started with the infamous Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. And that's what led me into law. I went down to the local Right to Life, got all the material, asked for Roe v. Wade. They said they didn't have that, but it's at the University of Kentucky Law Library. So I went there, and that began my journey regarding the intersection of law and faith.
Matt Staver with us today here on the Christian Worldview, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Their website is lc.org. Matt, I can't imagine how busy you must be at this time in our history with all the affront to individual liberties, religious liberties going on in our country right now. Let's start out by talking about President Biden's statement that he made on September 9th, I believe it was, mandating injections for COVID for all employees of companies with more than 100 employees. I read a column recently, we talked about this last week on the program, that this may not even be an official executive order. It wasn't on the National Register. What is your understanding of that? Is it actually an executive order?
No, it's not. The one regarding the private employers of 100 and more employees is not enforceable. It's just a statement that Biden made. And it's not enforceable. There's been no OSHA rules that have been put forth. So employers that think they're under an obligation are either deceived or they're using it as an excuse. What he did on September 9th, however, that is enforceable, is he has the authority over the federal employers to say that they had to get all their employees vaccinated by a certain time, November 22. And actually, it's November 8th, because you have to have 2 weeks before that deadline, you have to be, quote, fully vaccinated. So he did that, and he also ordered all the federal civilian contractors to get the vaccine as well. That's the only thing that's enforceable, federal employees and federal civil contractors. But it's illegal what he did. And before that, he directed his Department of Defense to order all the military to get the vaccine as well. And they're not only threatened with loss of benefits, but they're threatened with dishonorable discharge. That's why we actually filed a federal civil class action, and it's on behalf of all the members of the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors. We have a hearing coming up on November the 15th.
Vaccines have long been mandatory, I believe, for attendance. Certain vaccines are mandatory for attendance at public or government schools. Correct me if I'm wrong. So is a government mandate for citizens to receive a quote-unquote vaccine? You mentioned that it's illegal. What is it illegal? What law would that be against?
Well, first of all, even for other vaccines, that are not under emergency use authorization because they've gone through years of testing and they're FDA approved, they're not under the EUA law, you still have options to opt out. And that is options for medical conditions or reasons or religious reasons as well. So that's always been there. So it doesn't matter whether it's school, employment, military, you've always had that. And you still do. But the difference between those and the COVID is the COVID shots are under the emergency use authorization law. And that means that they are experimental and investigational. And most importantly, it means you have the, quote, option to accept or refuse. That's the big difference. So every mandate, whether it's coming from the government or from a private employer, is illegal because you cannot force these. There is no FDA-approved COVID shot available anywhere to anyone in the United States or any of the territories. The FDA did approve BioNTech's Comirnaty, but in August and September, the FDA in its letters and the National Institutes of Health have confirmed that there is no Comirnaty available anywhere. BioNTech and Pfizer also confirm that it's not available, and it's not going to be for months and months. So the only thing you have is the EAU products, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And the law is very clear. You have to get informed, free consent. You have the option to refuse, and there's no consequences for refusing any of these COVID shots. That's the big difference. In addition to that, you still have, you know, the religious options, because of your sincerely held religious beliefs, to opt out. Mm-hmm. You still have the medical opt-out. But the bottom line is these are in a different category than any other vaccine or any other drug.
Matt Staver with us today on the Christian Worldview, the founder and chairman of Liberty Council, an excellent organization you need to connect with. Their website is lc.org, as in libertycouncil.org, lc.org. Just what you've all said, just in your first couple answers here, it's like this big charade almost is taking place where a so-called vaccine is not officially FDA approved. It's being mandated without option to deny or exemption and so forth. What do you think is the purpose then behind this injection mandate? And why is it not being completely challenged by every judge and court in this country?
Many people just believe what they've read in a brief headline in the media, and they haven't done their own research, and we have. And the research is crystal clear, and the FDA even says it, so we're not making this up. And the NIH even says it as well, and others have said it. If you call BioNTech, the company in Germany, they'll tell you the same thing. Pfizer, they'll tell you the same thing, that it's not available. So, yes, it's approved, but it's nowhere available. And it's legally distinct from Pfizer. That's a big difference. You can't just pop a Pfizer label. You can't just remove a Pfizer label and replace it with a BioNTech Comirnaty label. You can't do it. That's illegal. And there's no Comirnaty available. So people that don't do the research just assume that when Biden says, you've got to have this, it's going to be mandatory, these companies just fall in line. Oh, well, I guess it's mandatory then. I guess we can do it. And the federal government did it. And then the state governments do it. And as long as they can get away with it and nobody stops them, nobody challenges them, they'll do it. Mm. Just like in the church restrictions. They'll do it against the churches, illegal orders, restricting, discriminating against them until they're challenged. And so that's what we're doing. And so we've raised those significant legal issues in a number of different cases. And so we're challenging. Indeed, we have a case pending right now at the U.S. Supreme Court involving over 2,000 healthcare workers out of Maine. And the Supreme Court will likely make a decision on that this week.
The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton returns in just a moment.
Psalm 46 starts, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change. The earth is changing. A strong delusion has bewitched the leaders and peoples of this world. So what's a Christian to do? Focus on the most important thing, God and His Perfect and Powerful Attributes. Our new featured resource is Dr. Stephen Lawson's book, Show Me Your Glory, Understanding the Majestic Splendor of God. For a limited time, we are offering Show Me Your Glory for a donation of any amount to the Christian Worldview. This hardcover book is 278 pages with a retail price of $19. To order, go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's thechristianworldview.org.
Be sure to take advantage of two free resources that will keep you informed and sharpen your worldview. The first is the Christian Worldview Weekly Email, which comes to your inbox each Friday. It contains a preview of the upcoming radio program, along with need-to-read articles, featured resources, special events, and audio of the previous program. The second is the Christian Worldview Annual Print Letter, which is delivered to your mailbox in November. It contains a year-end letter from host David Wheaton and a listing of our store items, including DVDs, books, children's materials, and more. You can sign up for the weekly email and annual print letter by visiting thechristianworldview.org or calling 1-888-646-2233. Your email and mailing address will never be shared, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Call 1-888-646-2233 or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Welcome back to The Christian Worldview. Be sure to visit our website, thechristianworldview.org, where you can subscribe to our free weekly email and annual print newsletter, order resources for adults and children, and support the ministry. Now, back to today's program with host David Wheaton.
Well, I hope you have great success in doing this, because I know you are getting inundated with people who are desperate to get out of these mandates, who don't want this COVID so-called vaccine. Even as a radio program, we're hearing all sorts of people contacting us about this as well, and they're very thankful for the programs we've been doing on this. Last week, we actually played some of the sound, audio, video that you created on your website, giving people direction for writing a medical exemption or a religious exemption, excuse me. We're going to get to that just coming up shortly. But before we do, I want to ask you, what is your understanding? You've looked into this a lot now about the efficacy and the risks of taking this COVID injection.
Well, thank you. That's a great question. The risks far outweigh the benefits. You have to look at, number one, are there other treatments that are safe and effective and that have been around and tested for many, many years? And the answer to that is yes. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, a whole host of other nutraceuticals, and a sequence of medication, depending upon the status of your COVID condition, whether you're doing preventative exposure or treatment, and depending upon how severe that condition has developed, that's available. It's very, very effective. And it's despite the media, they'll say it's unproven. No, it's proven over and over and over again. And so I look at that and I say, do I want to go and look at something that's experimental, especially when the reports on the CDC's VAERS site indicates that this is the most deadly vaccine rollout in history. We've had more people die since the first vaccine in December 2020. Until now, than at any combined count of all the vaccines throughout history, beginning in 1990.
Wow.
In other words, you take all the vaccines and all the deaths from them, from 1990 to the present, when this tracking system was developed, and we exceeded that with the COVID shots within 5 to 6 months of the rollout. We're far in excess of that now, and we're approaching very soon 1 million adverse reactions. And those adverse reactions and those reports represent essentially less than 1% of actual. So the numbers are astronomical.
Mm.
For example, Denver police, they imposed a vaccine mandate. One of the police officers didn't want to lose his job, so he got it. After the first shot, he can't walk now.
Mm.
So you're seeing that over and over again. In the military doctors published a report in July that these shots, before they were mandated, were actually hurting men 30 years old and younger because they were getting severe heart inflammation, myocarditis, and pericarditis, among many other things that are happening to people in the military and elsewhere. And then the question is it effective? It's not safe. We know that. There's lots and lots of stories about it, and we have lots of information at lc.org/vaccine. And the question is it effective? And the answer is no, it's not. We know because not only in America, but globally, no matter whether you had the single shot or the dual shot, they're not preventing people from getting the Delta variant. In fact, if you go to Israel, over 80% of those individuals are fully vaccinated. They have both shots. And yet they've got the highest infection of the COVID in their history. And they're not only having many infections, but the health minister said that 64.5% of those that are in the hospital have been fully vaccinated. 67% of those seriously ill, fully vaccinated. You can go to any country around the world, UK, doesn't matter where it is, that have high vaccination rates, and the same thing happens. And now that is being acknowledged even by the CDC in the United States. You're seeing breakthrough cases after another, where not only people are getting the Delta variant, but they're getting it in a more serious way. So these shots are not effective. That's why they're saying, well, the first two didn't have, they didn't work, so let's get a third one. That's just the repeat of stupidity.
Right.
If it didn't work for the two, how's it going to work for a third one? And so Israel's now saying, well, what about a fourth one? So when does it end? It'll never end because these are not effective. And the problem is they're not only not effective, but what they're doing is they're causing more significant variants. Instead of the COVID variants getting less contagious, less severe, they're getting more contagious and more severe. And the FDA knew that in October 2020 when they did a PowerPoint presentation before the vaccines were ever released, approved under EUA. And one of the adverse effects was the fact that these things would cause more severe variants because of what they do to your immune system, and it causes these variants, which your natural immunity would not do. So that's what's happening, and it's really a problem. Yes, what's behind this, it's not about protecting public health and safety. It's really about control, and it's always been about control.
Matt Staver with us today on the Christian Worldview of Liberty Council. Excellent organization, lc.org. Please go there to get connected with them. We hear over and over again from the president on down, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What is your response to that?
That's completely false. That's media spin. In fact, if you go to multiple countries around the world, some of them that claim they have 100% vaccination rate, what you're seeing is these people who have the shots are getting the Delta variant. We're seeing that happen everywhere in our country. Despite what the media says, well, 99% of those in the hospital are unvaccinated, it's not true. We represent thousands and thousands of healthcare workers. And what they say is exactly the opposite. An EMS person said one out of 4 to 5 calls that they're getting now are vaccine injury cases. So it's... You know, first responders, they're getting inundated with vaccine injury cases. Why do you think these healthcare workers, these nurses, doctors don't want to get the shot? Because they've actually been seeing the results of the vaccines injuring and even killing people. So they don't want to put that in their body. They're also saying that, hey, this is not effective because we're seeing people come into the hospital that already have all the shots, and it's not preventing the spread or the traction of COVID.
Last week, Matt, we played about 6 minutes of audio from your, I think, 20-something minute video that you have on your website, just helping people who want to apply for an exemption for this so-called vaccine from their company. These companies are, again, from what you based, you said earlier, they're mandating a injection for based on an executive order that doesn't exist. That's the crazy land we're living in. But anyway, the reality is these companies are still mandating it. We hear from the people all the time. Of course, we recommend that listeners go to your website, lc.org, watch that video. Are there two or three things that you would want to emphasize or advise those who want to apply for a religious or medical exemption, and maybe even including some of the things you've already said, that this executive order doesn't even exist? What would you say top two or three things people should say in their letter?
Right. Well, I would say that first go to lc.org, click the legal help tab, and then sign up for complete the legal help form, and then watch the video. It's about 22 minutes, the one you're referring to. And it goes through the process. Then we have sample religious exemption letters of different kinds. Read those. It'll give you an idea about your own. But don't copy those. You can take ideas from them or even scriptures from them, but write your own exemption letter, submit it. And if you've already done that, still go through the process of signing up to the legal help form, because we will then be in contact with you directly through email and through telephone conferences to walk you through that process from beginning to end. So lc.org, click the legal help tab. You can also go directly to it, lc.org/exempt. We have a lot of information there. If you've already submitted, and for example, you got these questionnaires you have to answer, we're putting a series of FAQs how to deal with some of these questions that are designed to trap you, that these employers are putting out there. So lc.org, click the legal help tab, or directly lc.org/exempt.
Okay. And what should an employee do if their exemption request is denied? Should they appeal? And then we've been saying you shouldn't resign. If it comes to being terminated, that's preferable, because at least you'll have legal recourse in the future. What is your advice if it's denied?
Well, exactly what you're talking about. Don't resign. There may be some extenuating circumstances, but the general rule is don't resign. And then if they do get terminated, then you need to try to appeal it if there's an internal appeal process in the employer's system. And if there's not, then we have a guide to help you go through the EEOC complaint. You'll have to do that with an employee, with an employer that's terminated an employee. You have to file the EEOC, and we've got a guide right there at lc.org/exempt about how to go through that process. That would be the next step.
Is it legal for a company to say, well, we'll give you an exemption, but you have to go through all these hoops of being tested and you have to pay for it? I mean, I don't see them doing this for the flu or other communicable illnesses. What are your thoughts on that?
Our process right now, since we're inundated with so many requests, is let's get the exemption first, and then let's tackle step by step the accommodation if it's burdensome and discriminatory. So maybe we'll start on doing that temporarily, but let's document the kind of discrimination that you have. And then let's go back and challenge that. So let's first of all get the gun away from your head, which is force you to get the shot or be terminated. And then once we do that, let's look at the kind of accommodation. Now, the kinds of accommodation that are clearly wrong are your exemption is granted, but you're going to have to go on a one-year leave of absence without pay. I mean, that's saying doublespeak. It really is your exemption has not been granted. So that would be like a denial. But something that says you've got to do some testing, it's really problematic. If they say you have to do it on your own money and nobody else has to, let's take those one step at a time. Let's document them temporarily, and then let's go back and challenge them, because that is discriminatory.
Matt Staver again with us today here on the Christian Worldview radio program. The founder and chairman of Liberty Council, lc.org, is their website. Cities of New York, and I believe Los Angeles as well, and there are probably others, are mandating this COVID injection, requiring proof of it, like a vaccine passport, so to speak. Do you see this as, first of all, legal? Is it going to become more prevalent? Do you see a situation like what's going on in Australia, formerly a Western-style country that's been in complete lockdown with heavy-handed government strictures on people's lives? Do you see this coming to the U.S.? And is all of this just kind of throw the Constitution out the window, or what's going to happen here?
Well, in answer to the first one, no, it's not legal. Do I see it coming to the United States? Yes. And in fact, we warned about this in March and April of 2020, because the whole idea of vaccine passports, tracing and tracking, well before COVID was even really kind of conceptualized, and this really predated it by many years, the idea of vaccinating everybody on the planet, this is a Bill Gates idea, and many like him. And then in order to do that, they have to figure out who's vaccinated. So they have to have a vaccine passport to ultimately force you, because if, without that, you can't leave your house, you can't work, can't shop, can't travel. But then they have to track you to figure out where you are. And that's been in the works globally for a long time. COVID comes on the scene, and COVID is being used to exponentially, quickly advance that global agenda. So, yes, it's happening in different parts around the world. It's happening in different segments here in the United States. It's not legal, and it'll have to be challenged. Because, for example, you go to New York City, and you have to give a vaccine passport. What is that doing? It's saying, here's my medical status, and if it meets with your approval, I can sit down and have a dinner like these other people are sitting down having a dinner. Well, that's ridiculous. Your medical status is making the decision. Somebody's using that medical status to make a decision whether you can come into a public place of accommodation. I mean, that's discriminatory. So all of those have to be challenged.
The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton returns in just a moment.
The landscape of healthcare may be ever-changing, but one thing Samaritan Ministries members count on is the blessing of biblical community with their healthcare, like these friends.
Yes, our needs are being met, and so we are on the receiving end in many ways, but we're also able to meet the needs of others, and in doing so, we're living out that biblical reality of generosity and serving one another.
Kind of a breath of fresh air. In some stressful times, we have just been able to rely on Samaritan in ways that we never really even thought about before becoming members, and it's just been a real blessing to us in different phases of life.
In a world where the only constant is change and Jesus, it's nice to be a part of a ministry family that has been a consistent part of our lives for 10 years and will be for years to come. Like, we love that.
Want more information? Visit SamaritanMinistries.org/TCW.
David Wheaton here, volunteer host of the Christian Worldview radio program. Listeners are often surprised to learn that we as a ministry pay for airtime on the radio station, website, or app on which you hear the program. The primary way this expense is recouped is through listeners like you donating to the ministry or becoming a monthly partner. Our aim is to have each broadcast outlet fully supported by the listeners to that outlet. If you are a regular listener, we would be grateful if you made a donation or became a monthly partner of any amount. To do so, go to thechristianworldview.org and click on Donate. You can also call 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233 or thechristianworldview.org. And be sure to specify on which station, website, or app you listen, as that helps us decide whether to continue on a given outlet. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for joining us on the Christian Worldview. Just a reminder that today's program and past programs are archived at our website, thechristianworldview.org. Short takes are also available, and be sure to share with others. Now, back to today's program with host David Wheaton.
Matt Staver again with us today on the Christian Worldview. Just a couple more questions for you, Matt. A lot of what is taking place right now, especially since President Biden took office earlier this year, actually, it's hard to even believe. It seems like it's been forever, but been a matter of months, has to do with the loss of constitutional liberties in this country. This is what your organization, Liberty Council, really focuses on, individual liberties for Christians and this COVID vaccine and religious liberties and so forth. How would you summarize what is taking place right now with COVID? With the introduction, I'll get off that topic a little bit, but add a couple more in, like critical race theory and the situations with these school boards and schools trying to impose this worldview, this racist worldview on the public school system, the lawlessness we see in our streets, where you have city attorneys not prosecuting very strongly or at all. Crimes are taking place. Defund the police. You see an open border on our southern border, illegal immigration, no COVID mandates for them coming in. You see a very pervasive level of speech suppression on the internet with the big tech companies. Where is this going, do you think, Matt? And how is this happening so quickly in a country that has a really unique constitution?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's absolute, complete lawlessness. It is a hatred, not just a disregard, but a hatred for the United States Constitution and the rule of law. So it comes from that foundation. But what's behind that? Why do they hate the law? Why do they hate the Constitution? Why do they want to just ignore it as though it doesn't exist? Because they have a different worldview. And that's what you're all about. It's a worldview that is diametrically opposed to a Christian or Judeo-Christian worldview. It's a worldview that is not theocentric. It's a worldview that removes God as the center from whom our rights and our life and our freedom come from. And therefore, government has an obligation to protect those pre-existing God-given rights. It replaces God with humanism, and then the state gives you the rights, or they take them away, or they suppress you. The state becomes the law instead of the state or the king under the law. And so that's a worldview that is ultimately permeating our country and some of our institutions. And so it is designed, ultimately, to tear down the system, to destroy it, so that it can build a new system in its place. It's a very destructive system. You can call it Marxism, socialism. It is something that is literally antithetical to America, to existence, to freedom, and to life, and to our liberty.
So well said. Matt Staver with us. Final question for you, Matt. You are someone who works with facts, legal analysis, the law, and so forth. You look at this country, and one of the bedrocks, if you don't have free and fair elections in a constitutional or representative republic, you really don't have a country anymore, from a standpoint of free and fair elections, where we the people get to choose who are going to lead us. This is a specific question about the election in 2020. There's been a lot said about this. What is your personal view on the legitimacy, the accuracy of whether President Biden actually won the election over former President Donald Trump?
I don't think there's any way that he won the presidency. When you look at the little tiny crowds that he had, a handful of people, whether it was him or Kamala Harris, when you looked at the fact that he couldn't even get a crowd, and then you looked at the fact that there were spontaneous boat parades and car parades and tens of thousands of people gathering in arenas and fields at the drop of a hat because of, a Trump meeting. When you look at that and you compare with what happened in reality from what you saw to the night of the election and several days after, and we have attorneys that were directly involved. We know what happened in Pennsylvania because one of our attorneys who was an observer was banned by the Philadelphia Democratic leadership there from getting anywhere near to watch the vote count. No one, a Republican or for the GOP or the Trump campaign, was allowed anywhere near that. You have to ask yourself the question, why? Why? That's illegal. Why would you not have both sides watch the vote count? It's pretty obvious you wanted to hide something. So there's no way that Biden got the most votes of any person running for president in American history. It just makes no sense. And so, what we have now is a lawless president and a lawless administration. And they're out to ultimately destroy the country. And Biden was more moderate over history, but the problem is that he and the Democratic Party have not tempered the radical voices that became part of the movement of the Democrats. They've given them a voice, they've encouraged them, and now it's the tail wagging the dog. And so there's many people that have left that party because the party left them long ago. Mm-hmm.
So in light of all this, this is the last question. We've talked about these COVID mandates and so forth. You just talked about the elections. It can be pretty discouraging, especially for Christians who remember and desire a country that honors God and his word and so forth, and legal protections and constitutional liberties and that sort of thing. What is your message to Christians as to how Christians should be responding, thinking, and living at this particular time?
Well, you can never give up. I mean, you look at world history, biblical history, for example. It was pretty bleak when the Jews were in the most powerful nation on the planet, Egypt. But God ultimately intervened, chose somebody who was unlikely, a shepherd, who led his people through miracles, and ultimately thwarted the most powerful nation on the planet. And then you have D-Day. There's no escape from it under the Persian Empire with Esther. And what you have is a complete turnaround. And today the Jews celebrate the Feast of Purim. And there is no more of the Persian dynasty. I mean, there's a new country that's in the place of where it was, but the Persian dynasty is gone. The Jews in Israel still exist. Not only that, they celebrate every year the Feast of Purim, the victory over this unchangeable decree from the Persians. And you look at Daniel in the lion's den. You look at Jesus facing the cross. And instead of the end, it's our beginning. Mm. And so, you know, God will ultimately not be mocked. And there is a time and a season. And we are in a critical moment in world history, not just American history, world history. And God birthed us here. And so he is looking for his church to be the church that is unafraid and that believes the words of Jesus, that the gates of hell, the wrath of hell, will not prevail against his church.
Matt, we're just so thankful not only for your taking the time out of your very busy schedule to come on the Christian Worldview today, but for your pursuit of truth, your courage, and the really important role you are playing right now in our country. So all of God's best and grace to you, your family, and Liberty Council.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and thank you for having me on. I look forward to coming back.
All right, you've been listening to an interview with Matt Staver, the founder, chairman, and chief attorney at Liberty Council. Again, their website is lc.org. They have lots of resources there if you want to apply for an exemption from the COVID-19 mandate that your company may be imposing on you. I agree with what he said about this transition to socialism going on. I believe there's an intentional transition taking place in our country right now to move us to a socialistic society, a globalistic dynamic in the world. Everything being done today is to gain greater government control over people. Break the economy, huge spending bills, inflation coming. Well, the answer to that is only government can address those kind of huge problems. Overwhelmed by illegal immigrants and crime in your cities. Well, these are such big problems that only government can step in to address those types of issues. Food shortages, supply chain problems, health pandemics. Only government is big enough to help address these kinds of issues. So everything you see on television or read that makes you say, now, why on earth would they want to do this crazy thing? That's the exact opposite thing to do if you want to make our country stronger or better. You know, take, for example, going from energy independence. Now we have shut that down. Now we're energy dependent on other countries. Why would you want to do that? Well, just ask yourself this question when you've asked yourself that. Will this lead to government gaining more control or leftist politicians staying in power? And if the answer is yes, then you have your answer to why they do things that are so confounding and so opposite of what any logical, reasonable person would do to try to have a stronger, better America. Now, this intentional transition to socialism is all about man or government gaining control over you and society. And when government gains power, you lose individual liberties and freedoms. That's just a reality of life. And individual liberty is like this sliding scale. Even a country like North Korea has very few individual liberties, but they do have some. You have probably the freedom over there to speak to members of your own household. There's a liberty, just a small one, but you don't have the freedom to speak against the government, at least openly. Now, here in the U.S., we used to be the beacon of individual liberties to the entire world. But in the last year and a half, we have lost so much of that. I mean, churches being closed down, your ability to run a business. Oh, you can't do a business. Your ability to go around without a mask on your face. And now, of course, the next mandate, the loss of liberty, is the ability to control what goes into your own body. Now, you often hear Christians say that freedom is from God and man can't take our liberties away. The history of the world is man enslaving other men. So you have to ask the question, is God then powerless to stop it if freedom is from God and man can't take it away? Of course not. Individual liberty, whether it's the freedom of speech or religion or the ability, the freedom to defend yourself or the freedom to associate with whom you like to associate with or to move within your country, is God's gift, but not God's guarantee. All you have to do is look at the Bible to see so many examples of this. I'll just pick two. Old Testament Israel, at times when they obeyed God and honored God, they had liberties, a gift from God. They had individual freedoms and prosperity. But when they didn't, when they sinned against God, when they worshiped false gods, oftentimes God would subjugate them. They'd be hauled off to Babylon or elsewhere or be attacked by their enemies, and then they'd lose their individual liberties. And it was the same thing in the time of Christ. Christ lived at a time when Israel was basically a vassal state to the Roman Empire and to Caesar. You never heard Christ say that freedom is from God and man can't take it away. He was living in a time where Israel and the people of Israel were completely subjected to the Roman Empire. They had some individual liberties, but not like if they were independently determining how their society would be ordered. Now, well, individual liberties are wonderful, and they are things to be cherished. The most important liberty is to be free from enslavement to sin and the penalty of sin. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 8, starting in verse 31. Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them in verse 34 by saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin." Slaves have very limited individual liberties. I'll interject. He says in verse 35, the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son in the house does remain forever. So if the son, with a capital S, if Christ makes you free, you will be free indeed. And so what this means is that when you, if you've never repented of your sin, confessed to God, agreed with him, that your sin has alienated you from him and puts you under his judgment, if you've never repented of your sin, turned from it, and believed that God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay the penalty that you deserve to pay for your sin, so when you believe in his death and his supernatural resurrection as being victorious and satisfying God's wrath and justice over your sin, God forgives you of your sin, and you are free from the penalty of sin and its power. You are truly free, even if sinful men in government take away your civil liberties. So in other words, spiritual liberty, freedom from sin, is even more important than the cherished and wonderful individual liberties that we have enjoyed in this great country. Now, we don't have much time left, so I just want to quickly read a sample vaccine exemption letter that I wrote as if I was working for a company that had mandated the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, before I even wrote the letter, I would ask them to reverse course on the vaccine mandate, telling them that President Biden's executive order on September 9th applies to only federal employees. There's no executive order for businesses with more than 100 employees to mandate the vaccine, nor is there any current directive from OSHA to do so. So I would urge the company to not mandate this because it puts our company at legal and financial risk to do so. And if employees get vaccinated and have adverse reactions or death, it puts them at even greater financial and legal risk. So I would first put that note out there to say, do you really want to do this? Because there's not an executive order to do so. And then if you get the answer back that they're going to go with this, despite the fact that there's no executive order, there's no real mandate from government, I would write something like this. I'm requesting an exemption from our company's mandate that employees receive the COVID-19 vaccine. I would have to violate my conscience that is informed by sincere and long-held beliefs based on my Christian faith to inject a substance into my body that contains or was tested or developed with aborted fetal cell lines, as each of the COVID vaccines have been. The Bible clearly states in Psalm 139 and elsewhere that God creates each human being in the womb, and thus abortion is the intentional and immoral taking of human life. Second, I would also be violating my Christian beliefs and conscience to have a substance injected into my body that could harm me, considering the significant number of adverse reactions and even death that have resulted from these vaccines. I am a healthy person and respect my fellow employees to not come to work if I have any symptoms of illness. I have been a loyal employee of this company and would like to continue to contribute to the present and future of this company. Thank you for considering this exemption request, and I will look forward to discussing further or answering any questions you might have. That was just a short note, and I think it's probably good to just say the main things and get right to the point. Again, Liberty Counsel also has a sample letter on their website as well, lc.org. If you are denied, if you are fired over this, refusing to get the vaccine, again, don't resign, as Matt Staver was saying. Just remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. Don't be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? It says in verse 32, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom, God's kingdom, and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Last verse of the chapter, verse 34, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you for joining us today here on the Christian Worldview. Remember, Jesus Christ and His Word are the same yesterday and today and forever. So until next time, think biblically, live accordingly, and stand firm.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope today's broadcast encouraged you toward that end. To hear a replay of today's program, or to sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out what must I do to be saved, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry and furnished by the Overcomer Foundation, a nonprofit organization. You can find out more, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, and contact us by visiting thechristianworldview.org, calling toll-free 1-888-646-2233, or writing to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.